How are you, Hadley?
Good, how are you?
Hadley, just so great.
We have Miss Hadley Burton, the current admin assistant for USUSA.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Gosh.
Just great.
She's so wonderful.
You guys don't know Hadley. Get to know her. She's amazing. Before she leaves us forever to work at Goldman Sachs, because
that's just the person
she's going to get. She's like CEO. What do they even do at Goldman Sachs?
It's like a financial advising type of a thing, but not like the kind that like come and knock on your door like, hey, I need to manage your finances. It's like wealth management, that type of thing. But I'm in the operations division, so we're working with like how trades work, how we work with clients, things like that.
I honestly did not know what they did. Yeah. I'll be completely honest. When someone's like, I work at Goldman Sachs, I'm kind of like,
it's okay, I have an internship there and I'm still trying to figure it out. Yeah, we're good.
Cool. I know it involves money, but
let me guess, you're from the business school and you're looking at Goldman Sachs. I knew it.
No, so the second episode is we're asking basically what is USUSA? For those of you who don't know, USUSA, Utah State Student Association. I said that
Utah
right.
State University Student Association.
Sorry,
so
Utah
it's the
State.
Same. Yeah, it's
she just
all
missed
same.
The other
University. Yeah. My bad. USUSA. It's Hadley. What is it? Tell us.
So everybody that's an Aggie is a part of Utah State Student Association. So everybody that goes to school, pays tuition, is a part of the Student Association, which that means like all the money that we have as a student association is student fees. And so it's huge to know who you're voting for because they're allocating what you're paying to go to school. There's different bodies under USUSA. There's the Executive Council, which consists of the president, executive vice president that oversees the Academic Senate, the Student Advocate, Diversity and Clubs VP, the Athletics VP, Student Alumni just got it added in this last year. This will be the second year a Student Alumni Association vice president will be running. And there is also the Student Events VP. And I think that's all that's in the Executive Council. And then PR and marketing and admin assistant, which is what I am, both are sit on EC and are applied. And then Academic Senate has a college senator from every college and the graduate study senator as well. And it just is a representation of the student voice. So whoever you're voting in is representing your voice, and they should be the type of people that you can come to and voice concerns. USUSA is way more than a planning body. I think in high school, people get confused with like high school government. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, totally.
I think Blake Lyman just barely posted on Twitter. It's like in high school you plan pep rallies. In college we're working with your student fees, like
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands of dollars. And everybody except for a few of us sit on fee board, which decides how much our student fees go up every year. We declare the mental health crisis. We change how USUSA elections voting works. We do different resolutions. We work with all the different facilities on campus like CAPS and Academic Success Center.
Oh, that's right, you guys do that.
Yeah, all
I forget
of that.
You guys do that too.
It's cool. Yeah, so it's like everything is like under the USUSA umbrella. And USUSA also includes like Aggie Radio, the Statesman, Greek, everything falls under that. But like what's elected is those specific officers.
Positions.
Yeah.
Going back to what you said about USUSA being the entire student body, do you, I don't know how to like say this with it. I don't want to sound like bad, but do you think the students know that outside of?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I think that people don't realize that. And everybody has a say in USUSA. There's lots of ways to get involved and there's lots of ways to voice your opinion. And I think that's one of the things that we have kind of fallen behind on in USUSA this year is reaching that student voice. I tell people a lot that as USUSA, we are representing our constituents. And if we don't do that, if we don't have their voice and we can't represent them. And we have different platforms like the info booth is downstairs. We have the My Voice technology on the MyUSU homepage, things like that that we do have open, but we haven't ever promoted it to students. People don't even know that it's there. In our offices, we have office hours that it's open for people to come in and talk to us. But it's stuff like that we need to promote because we need to let people know that they do have a voice in what we do and what we're a part of, and that the USUSA officers are here to serve them because everybody, it's like a big Aggie family. It's the same type of a thing. Everybody falls under the USUSA umbrella, and whatever we do is strictly and purely or should be for them. And I think that is something that USUSA has done well this year, is strive to keep that in the forefront of their minds.
To do, I guess this episode is also kind of dedicated to a review of this year. Mm-hmm. Certainly don't have to use names or anything, but I mean, just as an overall opinion, being the position you're in, because I just know that admin assistant, you're obviously, you know, connected to the president of the university,
right?
Ashley Waddups.
Yeah.
But I mean, you also do communication, and you interact with almost every officer,
right,
in the other areas, uh-huh, as well. So just kind of in a roundabout way, how do you feel about this year?
I feel like it's been really good. The Academic Senate is very, very cohesive, as well as EC. The Academic Senate has been doing their own initiatives as an entire body, working on making more of a strict no test week policy. They're right now implementing a resolution to get another book return for the library, so those students with disabilities will be able to drop it off at the back of the library. Oh, cool. Things like that. They've done very well with the academic side of things. Executive Council is over so many different bodies that it's hard to do things as a cohesive group, because it's like you come in and you say, here's what athletics is doing, here's what student advocates doing with the GRC. But the mental health stuff this year has been incredible. That's hugely because of Ty Aller, Ashley Waddups, and Matthew Kluwit for getting those resolutions passed here, going with Ashley to USA, which is the Utah Student Association, which is comprised of all the student bodies of student body presidents of every college or university in the state. And they've all worked to get some things passed there. And now the resolution is actually at the state level right now as HCR 16, I think is what it is. And we have that step forward, and now next year is when we go get funding. So we're doing all this research and stuff, and that's been huge, because that's a huge, huge issue on our campus.
Yes.
Everybody's really taken a stride with their own initiatives that they've done. I think, like, Ryan Jensen, for example, has turned that student events office into something absolutely incredible.
Yes,
that has been insane. And it's been fun to watch everybody grow in their own rights. Like, Diversity Council or Diversity Cabinet is huge now. Athletics and the herd, like the Spectrum Magic Night, things like that, is just everything just growing. And I think that's all you can ask for the officers, is it takes a minute to get used to the position you're in. And that's why sometimes inexperience coming into the office is really scary, because it's almost like people run for election the second time because they finally got the hang of it. They finally understand how to do things and how everything works and what they can do. And then they realize, okay, here's my realm of responsibilities, and here's what I'm working with, and here's what I can improve in that little realm. And I think what the officers have done this year is incredible, and I'm just hoping that no one gives up from going this point forward.
I've always, and maybe Liz, you've seen this probably closer, but for me, I think that one thing that we've both kind of noticed is that unless you're up here on the third floor of the TSC, you know, when you're just a volunteer or whatever, mm-hmm, you obviously get a lot from what's going on. You know, you hear things and you know what's happening,
right,
and you can give updates. But I think that one thing that I've noticed just not being as involved this year is that it's unless you like really see it, you know, USUSA is on the third floor. And I think that's one thing that I've noticed this year, is that it's hard to get involved. Or actually, no, sorry, let me try that again. It's easy to get involved with USUSA because there's so much.
Right.
But I think it's hard to see it sometimes from a person that's looking, you know, on the other floors of the university,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. And I think one other thing that's, it's hard to understand, that I also kind of agreed with that, being a freshman and sophomore, having to come up here to see my friends that were in USUSA, I'm like, why are these people not out and about? But I know, at least for me, I live in my office not because I like to be secluded from people, but because I have to get stuff done, and things don't get done unless I'm behind those four walls at my computer answering emails, typing things, you know, doing whatever needs to get done. And so I think sometimes that comes off pretty poorly because we are in those offices so much, but it's because there's so much that needs to get done. We're only required 10 hours, but I'm in there easily between 20 and 30 hours a week because there's stuff that needs to get done.
Yeah.
So I can see, and I understand that, because I've definitely been on the other side of this. I think something that USUSA struggles with and has always struggled with is how to get the word out to students. And I think that is it's something like that with either if you're in the business school, if you're in CHASS, anything, it's no one knows how to reach their students properly. You can use social media, you can use posters, but how do you engage students and how do you let them know what's constantly going on? And that's what's so hard. But I agree. I think officer visibility is huge. And Ashley's done things like pizza with the president and parfaits with the president, inviting different student groups and people to come into their office. I think it's going to take someone that has some really like ingenious idea of how to break that, because I think everybody sees that there's sometimes that almost superiority complex where it's like all these people are above me, where they're really not. They're just having to be up here to get their work done.
They're literally above you.
They're literally above you.
On the third floor.
Unless you're in the sky room, then. But yeah, I understand. I mean, that's one of the problems I see with USUSA, but it's one of those unsolvable ones that's like, unless someone has some grand idea that's never been thought of before, I wonder how you can break that barrier. But I think that officer visibility is something that definitely could be approved. I mean, improved.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. In my head, like, unless, whenever, if we do tear down this entire student building and we build a new one, I mean, who knows how that works exactly. Right.
But that's something that could be mentioned to them, is if we were on the first floor where the hub is and things like that, where we're that much more accessible. Right now, we're, like, up on the third floor, tucked back in an office. It's not even like if you come up on the third floor, it's like, here's the access to diversity. Yeah. And then it's like, and then everybody else is like Ryan Bentall in the Senate chambers is like
cleared
out there. Literally, like,
it just is like tucked in the back. Yeah. You have no idea it's even back there. I mean, I spent tons of hours up here with PCAB and Brenton's office and things like that last year. I had no idea the academic Senate chambers were there. I had no clue.
Yeah. When you walk up, it's like, it's not even as if you see desks and chairs. Right. Like, you see brick, a lot of brick, and a hallway that looks like and the ping pong tables. But even when we're like, when I was an ambassador and giving tours, it was like, so this is our student like involvement area, but like there's no student.
It's hard to increase officer visibility when we're literally invisible to the people that even come to the third floor. Like, I'll do group projects in my class and people have no idea how to get to my office. I'll give them the number, but this whole third floor, like, if they want to get to exploratory advising, they usually come towards us. Like, no one knows where anything's at. It's
very confusing.
It's insane. I think if you could destigmatize even just the third floor in general. But I mean, it's hard to be like, come back in this little hallway and come into our offices. Like, I try to keep candy in there as much as possible, because then I actually get people to come in.
Like, you're luring students with candy.
Exactly. I'm like, come get it. Come here.
Got you, just have like string. You just like pull it a little bit. Have someone follow you down the hallway.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Okay. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would be. It would probably work though.
It would. Yeah.
I mean, when I was
put a taco on it. I'm there.
Oh gosh. Put a slice of pizza from the hub on there, and you'll see me in a heartbeat. I'm like a bloodhound with that kind of thing. Let me ask you this though, because I think, and I feel like it's kind of hit me on both sides of it, because you talk about the inexperienced thing. Do you think that when people who weren't involved in USUSA, mm-hmm. and they are able to become an officer, and you can just round about this, you know, this isn't just this year, because I know that you were around last year with me, and you've been around just as much as we have. So, do you think that those newcomers, or those, I want to say inexperienced, but maybe just like the ones who maybe know a little bit less about USUSA, do you think that that has helped? Because in my head, I feel like if you put something completely new into the equation, mm-hmm. it changes so many things.
Right.
But I mean, do you think that has it helped, or have you seen it been a good thing, what?
That makes sense. So the one place I have seen it work and work very well is with Ryan Bentall. He had hardly any USUSA experience coming into this office, and he has excelled completely. He was able to bring in fresh ideas and come in with that. The thing, though, is his position allows for that. You can come in with no previous USUSA experience and still be able to excel. And that's been incredible. He has done so well with his job and has done leaps and bounds because he had this outsider's perspective, which is sometimes necessary. It's not good to keep the same blood flowing through USUSA because you have the same ideas, the same experience, and that's not good for anybody, any workplace, anything. It's never healthy.
Yeah.
Outside perspective is always good, but you need to look at the position that you're running for. Blake Lyman was extremely involved with the herd, and he still will come into my office and be like, I wish I was running again. Like, I wish I had another year of school, because I now understand Campus Rec in this light. I now see athletics with this, but I was really, really involved and I still couldn't even tell you the scope of this position. He's like, I had no idea. Ryan Jensen was super involved with the events office and was able to make changes. So I think you need to look at the position that it's going for. Okay. Like for president, if Ashley Wadups hadn't have had the USUSA experience she would have not have been able to get the mental health resolution past the first day of executive council. Like it's, you have to look at the inexperience and what position they're running for, because if they're in a position where this inexperience is a huge thing, like if you're running for president, or if you're running for athletics and you've never been involved with the herd, or if you're running for president and you've never really been involved with USUSA, like you don't have a big USUSA background, it's going to be a huge learning curve, and that's going to affect everybody under you. Right. If you're sitting there trying to learn how USUSA works before you're even working on your initiative, that's going to hurt and hurt a lot of people.
There's not much time for training.
No, there's none.
There's not. Because I get that, because there isn't a lot of time, because you guys, what, you guys like do like a weekend of retreat,
so
or maybe
one
day? So we
do have that, but we, so they'll get sworn in on like April 14th, because Robin's awards are April 15th.
Yep.
So and they start training every Wednesday for 2 to 3 hours,
okay,
until school ends, and so you have like 12 to 15 hours of training under your belt, but then you have a summer, and then you have the weekend retreat where it's everything is re-smashed into your head and you get a binder that's this big that you're expected to read.
Come April 14th, I mean, some positions are starting right off the bat. Like, some positions are already doing a lot of stuff.
The current officers are asked and technically required to train the incoming officers.
Right.
And it was easy for people like Matthew Cluett or myself or Ryan Jensen or Blake or even Luis, because he re-ran, to transition to the office, because we had been there all year. We had seen what it's like, and so our training was really minimal. But, like, Ryan Bentall, who hadn't been involved, because there's not really ways to get involved with the executive VP's office, he had a lot more training than the rest of us did, because here's your charter.
Yeah.
But you would hope that people came up with their charter and said, okay, I have a question about what's this responsibility? What does this entail? Or you can give them, like, a day in the life, even though some of our day in the lives are a lot different day by day.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, kind of, this
in
is...
In a perfect world.
So, I mean, it's hard, and I mean, it's hard because I've been involved with USUSA for a while, so I want to be like, yeah, experience is key, but I watch people excel that didn't have experience, but I think it just depends on their position. Like, I just don't know how you can lead anything from the GRC to president's cabinet to the herd if you've never been involved with it before. So I think...
But do you think that it's possible? I'm only saying that because I love when people switch up the game. Like, that's just something I've always been a part of. I've always just been a huge advocate for, like, throw...
New thing.
New thing into the ring and see what happens. Oh, like, I'm always for that. I get that the transition and the training and the background knowledge and the know-how is super important.
Right.
But, like, I also... I also feel as though if someone, for example, is running for... Hello everyone. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties with the recording after that little bit. So we are, it's Liz and I back at it again. Say hi, Liz.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
He calls me Liz, LOL.
Sorry, say hi, Alan.
Hey, guys. Wait, my voice sounded funny.
So, what happened when we, before it cut out, was that we kept on talking about the difference between people who have experience in USUSA and those who get into USA without experience. One thing I wanted to make note was, I understand the, understand what she's saying, and I definitely respect those who run again because they really truly feel like they have a lot more under their belt and they think they can really start to make some effective changes. What I do also think, though, is that people who don't run and they weren't involved or they weren't doing anything USUSA related and suddenly decide to run are not necessarily people we should just automatically assume are not qualified to be within USUSA. I'm not saying Hadley said that at all. Hadley is all about new people and new ideas within USUSA. I know she's an amazing individual and definitely a huge example of that. What I do think, though, is that a lot of what I've been hearing from other people is that some of the candidates on the ballot this year, they weren't involved in USUSA. They weren't people who were USUSA reps, or they weren't, you know, in the clubs and groups, and they're running for positions. I don't think that necessarily means that we should toss them out, or we should think that they suddenly aren't as qualified as those who are running this year and have prior USUSA experience under their belt. There is a major difference between, and actually, Lalan, you say what you said because you said it best. Yeah.
I just said that it's like they can have characteristics that allows them to be successful in that position. I think the characteristic of leadership is a huge thing. Dedication, passion, those things will allow those individuals to be successful. And as long as they have those certain things and they read that charter, they know exactly what they're going to do, they make plans, they communicate with the former individuals that had that position, I believe that those people can be successful, even though maybe they haven't had the exact experience within that position and USUSA. I think that's what it just comes down to.
And I definitely agree with that. I think that we, as a student body, should be, especially now more than ever, be welcoming to all those who have decided to step forward and share their voice and their ideas and their talents to better our USU community. And if that person is someone that we've seen before on the third floor, or someone that we are just barely meeting this year or this semester, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, we should all just be really focusing on reading their platforms, and voting for those who we believe will do the best job. And if Hadley is any example of this year's USUSA, then we know that it's important that we have people like Hadley and the current USUSA members to continue the efforts, because Hadley mentioned a few people in this podcast episode, but there are plenty of other people within USUSA this year that did amazing jobs, and they were both old and new. So we definitely need to keep an open mind, especially this week with the election starting. It's happening, and then we have spring break, so everyone just be ready for it. We're excited,
seriously.
So that's kind of the end of it. That's a wrap. We're going to start our next episode right now, actually. So stay tuned, part one anyway. But remember that this week we have elections. Please read platforms.
Yes.
Get informed. Don't be annoyed by the candidates and their A-frames. Just listen to what they have to say. And let's have a great elections week.
Yes. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Here it is once again.
And go Aggies.
Go Aggies.
Go Aggies. Okay, we'll see you guys in like a hot minute. Bye.